Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale writes about dining in Chicago. He's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining. Hi, Phil. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, John. Good to be back.
You know, I mentioned on Facebook, Phil, tell me what you're saving on. Tell me what you're splurging on. And a lot of people are buying better cuts of meat, more or fresher or better produce. One lady said she bought a French coffee press, and she's making the kind of coffee now she never thought she'd get at home. She's not going to Starbucks. I suppose it doesn't surprise you to hear that people just aren't eating out in restaurants as much as they used to, even though they can now go back.
I think that's true. I've also run into a few people who say they're going out all the time, although mostly for carryout. But so there are people who are splurging that way, in that they're doing a lot more carryout dining. But yeah, you figure at this point, if you're going to make yourself a steak at home, go ahead and spend a few extra bucks and have a really good steak. Why not?
There have been times we've ordered out, and appreciate the fact that the order out bill includes maybe less of a tip. Actually, we're still tipping about the same amount, but the total bill is less. We're not getting coffee or dessert or cocktails, you know,
exactly,
in the restaurants. And I'm telling you, a couple glasses of wine and a Manhattan here or there, and suddenly the bill's about double. And
oh,
now
sure,
it's half. You know?
Yeah, easily 40% of your bill if you're indulging at all in alcohol. A couple of places I've done carry out, and they take the order, and sometimes they take it over the phone for curbside pickup, and you have to tell them, by the way, add a tip onto that.
Yes,
because I'm not walking around with cash, and contact-free delivery means exactly that. So I urge people to make sure there's an opportunity to put a tip on those.
That happened to me not that long ago. I was at DuckDuckGo walking away and realized that I hadn't tipped. Now, granted, I ordered over the phone. I drove down, picked it up, and all they did was cook the food and hand it to me through a window.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel that was appropriate. And rather now than run up a new charge on my charge card, I didn't know how they were going to do that. I just went back to the window. I reached into my pocket, and I had $7. And I apologetically handed him $7. Trust me.
Sure.
The bill, 20%, was going to be more than $7. But I just said, I'm sorry. This is all I've got. I'll hit you guys better next time. But he said, okay, fine, thank you. No harm, no foul. Go ahead, Phil.
I was saying, that's the thing I find myself in. I'm walking around with no cash.
Yeah.
There are very few places you can do cash. And as you say, a lot of the farmers, not a lot, at least the farmers market I go to, their policy is, yes, we'll take cash, but we don't do change. We don't want to be handing stuff back and forth to people.
Yeah,
I think is reasonable. Either rounding up, or I sit there and I buy this and this, and I said, I got a $20 bill. Give me $4 worth of raspberries.
Yeah,
or something.
One of the farmers markets, was it in Wicker Park or Roscoe Village? One of them kicked one of the vendors out because he wasn't adhering strictly enough to the protocols.
Yes, that's become a bit of a controversy, because the vendor in that instance, which is Nichols Farm up in Marengo, has kind of a sterling reputation, certainly among certainly in the chef community, and their representatives say, we were doing just fine. We're doing what we're supposed to. This is a personality conflict, and who knows how that's going to pan out. But I do know that when they were abruptly told they could not participate in the farmer's market, what they did is they drove their truck to a neutral site and gave all the food away.
I saw them doing that. Will they continue to operate at an alternate site, or I wonder what they're going to do then, you know?
Most farms participate in multiple farmers markets. That's why they're not all the farmers markets aren't the same day. But I don't know what their schedule is, and where I suppose if you look them up online, there'd be a website to tell you what markets they're going to be in this week.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. One of our listeners texted in, the restaurants by me in the South Burbs are very, very busy. We were out again last night. Listen, last time Phil was on, we asked you, because Phil's one guy, and I'm not going out as much as I used to. Not that I went out a lot anyway. But tell me where you've been and what your experience was. Dine in or carry out? You help us out here. Just tell us what your experience was. Quality of food, the safety you felt, what was the service like? I guess that's the sort of thing we used to ask, but it seems a little different now, doesn't it? 312-981-7200. Where did you order out? Even if you just did drive-up, pick-up, just tell me what your food ordering experience was. 312-981-7200. Hey, John Williams, please tell Phil Vitel the speed joke about meringue. You want to hear a joke about meringue?
Who doesn't?
Says here on this little piece of paper, let me find it. I was watching Australian Master Chef last night, Phil. Some guy made a meringue and everybody cheered. I thought that was odd, since normally in Australia they boomerang.
Ooh.
In Australia they boomerang.
Did not see that one coming.
Boomerang. 312-981-7200. Phil, you were writing about bagels, is that right? Gotham Bagels is coming to Chicago?
Yes. Common complaint among Chicagoans is you can't get a real New York style bagel in Chicago, and people weigh in on that because arguing bagels is like arguing religion in this town and others. And the company behind such restaurants as Ed DeBevick's and Gino's East Pizza, one of their principals went to University of Wisconsin in Madison. And there's an operation out there called Gotham Bagels. And he was a huge fan. And as time rolled on in his life, you know, in his years in the restaurant business, he got together with the owner out there and said, I think this concept will work in Chicago. And the pandemic kind of accelerated this process because Gino's East Pizza is heavily dependent on tourism business, and they're not getting nearly as many. And so we worked out a deal where he sent three of his pizza chefs up to Madison, and they trained under this guy and learned the business and got it together, and some business arrangement was made, and they brought it down to Chicago. And now it's operating on Dearborn Street, just outside of within an Italian restaurant that the company owns. And Gotham Bagels is in Chicago, and some people say this is the real deal. And I've got a couple emails from people saying, no, it's not, and thus the argument goes.
Well, Gotham Bagels are not a franchise out of New York. That's a Wisconsin product?
No, yeah. The chef and owner is from New York originally, and he came out to, but no, there are now exactly two locations. The original, across from the State House in Madison, Wisconsin, and this one that just opened about 2.5 weeks ago.
I'm not a bagel snob, but a properly toasted cinnamon raisin bagel with plain old vanilla, just plain Philadelphia brand cream cheese on there, is one of the great things on earth.
They're yummy. Bagel purists will say, once you said the word cinnamon, you're out of the conversation. But
really? Still,
but yes, I mean, a bagel with me, I'm close to a plain bagel. Cream cheese and smoked salmon kind of guy.
Here's my number, 312-981-7200. Text now. Here's your chance, or call. We'd like to actually hear your voice, 312-981-7200. Where'd you eat? What was that food experience with Phil Vitel, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune? Call us now. Let's continue then with Phil Vitel, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. You want to read a commercial, Phil? I'll let you if you like.
Sure. It doesn't contain the word Yosemite, does it?
No.
I have problems with that one.
Oh, Yosemite? Yeah, here it is, Yosemite Pizza. Go.
No, Yosemite Pizza is line.
you can tell you're either a thespian or throwing some shade on the president. Is that right?
A little of both.
Let's pick up a couple of phone lines here. We'll talk to Katie. Katie, you're on WGN Radio. Go ahead, Katie. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I was a couple weeks ago at a restaurant out in Niles with my girlfriend catching up. I haven't seen her, obviously, during quarantine. And I was out a few times, and I felt comfortable, you know, being in the city. And they make you wear masks. I was like, okay, no problem. I'll go. We went there, and there weren't really any seating outside, per se. So we decided to sit inside, and I was okay with that. But where we were sitting was not super spaced out, and nobody at the restaurant was wearing masks except under their chin or on their arm. So I was like, what is going on? Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's taking this serious. Even the servers carrying people's food out didn't even have a mask on. It was ridiculous. I actually asked my server, can I get my food to go? And I got my food packed up and left.
Well, the patrons would not have masks on because they're sitting down eating.
Right, exactly. But even requiring people to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
they didn't have any signs, nothing. I mean,
yeah.
And I've been to places where they say, you don't have a mask, you cannot enter without going to the bathroom, nothing. And
yeah.
I feel comfortable with that. And I understand, hey, if you're sitting, eating, drinking, you don't need a mask. But if you're handling food, you're not doing anything, why aren't you wearing a mask? I don't understand. Having them under your chin was just like a slap in the face, you know? Like, what was the point of even having it under your chin?
Now, one of the main modes of transmission is people rubbing chins together, and they're now advising people to.
A new Eskimo kiss.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call. I'm sorry to hear about your experience, Katie. Your thought on that, Phil?
I think, well, for number one, I think Katie was absolutely right. I would report that restaurant because they are violating the rules, and they can be subject to a huge fine and or shut down. And her reaction, I think, was generous in that she went ahead and said, I'll take the food and I'll pay for the food, but I'm leaving. I think she would have been completely in her rights to stand up and say, you guys aren't following the rules, I'm out of here, and just leave. There's absolutely no reason to be polite and understanding when people are gambling with your health and possibly your life. And if they aren't being careful enough with the servers in the dining room,
yeah.
I don't even want to know what's going on in that kitchen.
That's a huge faux pas. I mean, you can get away with it in the kitchen, and maybe the occasional patron does not remember to slip their mask on using the restroom, but how your servers aren't masked up is pretty surprising.
No, that's like completely unacceptable, and stuff like that is going to get restaurants shut down a second time.
We had a conversation yesterday about how you feel about the governor tippy-toeing into the idea that we're going to start fining people that don't play by the rules. And, you know, I'm a talk show host, so I said, yeah, let's do it. 75% of the people on our news click said, yes, let's do it. There's no practical way to do that. I don't think you can really implement that, but I think that's where the sort of general mood of people is going right now.
There should be a way for regular people, there should be a phone line when people can call in and say, ABC Burger Barn is not doing this properly.
Yeah.
And if there's enough of that, they can send an inspector, and if he observes that, he can slap them with a fine right away.
ABC Burger Barn is not following the rules?
They are incorrigible.
Chief O'Neill's on Elston in Chicago, guys. Huge garden patio, good food, lovely, safe servers. It's 2 weeks in a row somebody's tipped the hat to them.
Nice place.
Wonder if it's the same owner.
I'm beginning to think it might be. Hey, guys, what is considered a minimum tip for takeout food from a restaurant or bar with food?
Well, the old standard used to be 10% because you're not dealing with waiters per se or anything like that. In these times, I tip the same as I would if I were a sit-down customer, because I know that all of these restaurants are operating probably less than 50% of their customary income, and they are hanging by a thread, afraid of a slowdown in October,
yeah.
Desperate for whatever revenue they can. This is, if you can't justify a solid tip or even over-tipping at this juncture, I would say you're not being a team player in the restaurant world. We all want good restaurants around here. We define our quality of living by our access to good food, and this is the time to step up and dig a little deeper and help make sure that these restaurants are going to be around in a few months and a year from now.
Phil, I want to just read a couple of other texts, and we'll pick up a phone line or two as well, 312-981-7200. Adrian says, my son took me to Excited in Naperville. Indoor, outdoor, social distancing, seating, wait staff, crew, all masked, working efficiently, very accommodating. The rolls, the butter, the syrup, individually wrapped. We felt very safe. We went to Gibson's in Oak Brook for lunch. We did make reservations. Outdoor atmosphere was beautiful. Gibson's in Oak Brook. Checked our temperature at the hostess stand. Employees all wore masks. Patrons, if they were moving about, were masked as well. The valet was available, but I didn't use it. The food is always delicious. It was a great experience. Nice to hear. Yeah.
The Oak Brook Gibson's is a very pretty outdoor space.
Not been
and,
there. Yeah.
And they have the very tall bushes that... that block your view of the mall, fortunately, so you don't necessarily have to look out on those stores, pretty as
one,
they are.
I don't know about this, Phil. It says, John, when this first started, we ordered from Carson's Ribs in Northbrook. I've ordered probably half a dozen times from the one downtown. We were so excited. What we ended up with was a box with two half slabs, cryovac'd, and a jar of sauce. Then we had to cook it ourselves. We were highly disappointed. I'm sorry to hear that, because when I order the ribs, they're cooked, they're hot, the potatoes are. We've had nothing but good experiences with the Carson's downtown. I wonder if you just, somebody misunderstood your order.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was an online order and somebody accidentally checked the wrong box or yeah. It got miscommunicated, because, it's fairly, I think it's relatively recently that Carson's has offered that option. So it's certainly not the default in a Carson's order.
Interesting point. And the Daily Bagel in Oak Park, absolutely are the absolute New York bagel, done by a New Jerseyite. Amanda Daly makes the best bagels, including lemon lavender, among many others. The Daily Bagel in Oak Park. And Jeannie, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi, Jeannie, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to commend a restaurant in Barrington on Barrington Road called the Lucky Monk. A friend and I went there last week on a Friday afternoon about 12 o'clock. We ate outside. It was so wonderful. The tables were, we weren't 10 feet to another table. The wait staff, everyone was perfect. They had their masks on, they were attentive, and the food was great. It was a great experience.
Lucky Monk, and where is that?
It's in Barrington on Barrington Road.
I'm glad you called, Jeannie. This is Patrick. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the air.
Hey, Jonathan. I had a great experience on Sunday. My wife and I and another couple went to Gatto's in Tinley Park, and the service was outstanding. Masks everywhere. All safety was taken care of. And I had pistachio-crusted salmon. My wife had eggplant, and it was fantastic. Great night out.
Gatto's in Tinley. Good. I'm glad you called, Patrick. Gloria, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I was out at Lake Zurich at Belo's, and it's a great steakhouse with a big patio. First time I have been out since the pandemic, other than carry out. Good experience, well spaced, great food, and we could even bring our own bottle of wine.
Oh, I love that. I love those kind of places. Who I feel bad for? Thanks for the call, Gloria. Phil, is a place like Banderas, or I think it's one-third of the Chinese or Asian restaurants in Chicago that just don't have outdoor dining.
Right.
And so I don't even know if Banderas is open, and I've always loved going to that place on Michigan Avenue. It's great jazz, 7 nights a week jazz, lovely bar, real good place to get a Manhattan. Window seating on the second floor overlooking Michigan Avenue. Nice place, and I'll bet they're not even open yet, you know?
Yeah, I'll have to check. I hope so. Hope they're open. I used to love the lamb sandwich there back when my office was in Tribune Tower and I could run over there.
Well, if you want to, boy, so let's all pretend that they're open or they're going to open soon, Banderas. Get the macho salad. It's got
you love that salad.
Feta cheese.
We've talked about that before.
Figs. Yes, I have. Tomatoes, some greens. It's kind of a hearty, sweet, feels healthy. don't know if it is salad, and it's terrific. All right, the whisper in my ear, we got to wrap it up, Phil. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Continue to stay healthy and do what you do, my friend.
I will try.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
You can read him in the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining.